Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. Callaway moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wertz moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Wertz moves to third. Kell moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson takes first base on ball four. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hutchinson moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Hutchinson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to third. Mullen moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Callaway scores. Mullen moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-1 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostrowski is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Metkovich moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pirretti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pirretti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hutchinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Swift moves to third. Hutchinson moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostrowski hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski who is chasing the ball. Evers reaches third base with a triple. Mullen scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to home to get Evers. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive into center field. Metkovich picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Metkovich. Berry moves to third. Swift moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry scores. Swift moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hutchinson. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Hutchinson steals second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swift scores. Hutchinson moves to third. It's 7-1, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. Lake moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Howie Judson now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry misplays the ball. That's an error on Barry. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Judson reaches second base with a double. Evers throws the ball in to Kell, who tags Judson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kress goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-2 Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-4 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Baker reaches second base with a double. Metkovich scores. Malone moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Bill Higdon pinch hits for Howie Judson. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.